Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with Spit Exec. On the show today, we have California Coast Credit Union's President and CEO, Todd Lane, talking about what he does to stay fit and long with his credit union's wellness program. So check it out. Let's get right to it. What do you do to stay in shape and to stay fit and stay in good health here?
A little bit of everything, Mike. I actually run a bit, not quite as much as I used to, but do some running, and sometimes it's on a treadmill, sometimes it's out on the street, sometimes it's, you know, on the beach. So I like to run and to do a bit of walking as well. My wife will go walking with me. Sometimes she runs with me. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have a new baby, so we push him in the bob in the stroller, right, which on. Is an extra bit of work. I also surf a bit, not as much as I used to, Mike, but I like to surf, like to get in the ocean. You know, we're blessed to live here in San Diego, and the beaches are very close to my home and the office, and so I get out in the water, surf. We've started stand-up paddle boarding. Mm-hmm. Done that for the past couple of years. My wife and I do that together on the coast. That's a lot of fun. You get in a little exercise there, not quite as much as surfing, body surfing, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every opportunity I get, I like to stay active. I never take the elevator here at work, as an example. I'm always taking the stairs. It's only 4 flights, but hey, that's a few calories that I can burn, and it allows me to pretty much eat whatever I want to eat.
You know, I think people living in the Midwest and the Northeast are cringing right now at all the beach talk and all the Pacific Ocean talk. Like, wait a minute, you get to do that every day. My gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, we probably don't use it enough. But yeah, every opportunity we're at the beach almost every weekend for sure. And then sometimes during the week, Mike, I actually used to, there was a time, not so much anymore, I used to load my surfboard in my car, and before I would go home from work every day, I would hit the beach for an hour or two, and sometimes there would be great waves and you'd get to surf. Other times there was nothing there, but it was great. It's great for your mental health just to get out in the water and even sit there at times.
You know, there's something about the water, no matter whether it's the ocean or a swimming pool or anything like that. Once you get in there and you get out, there's just something so refreshing and just kind of washes all the troubles away, so to speak. And it's just really cool that you get to do that type of stuff. Anybody, for that matter.
Yeah, it's great. You can decompress in the water. For some reason, it's much quicker than rushing home and dealing with all the issues at home, yep, which we all do.
Of course.
But yeah, I enjoy it. And again, you know, we're so close to the beach. It's something we need to take advantage. And we hike too. That's another thing. Oh, yeah. There's lots of mountains in the area, mm-hmm, hills. And so we'll go hiking, do short hikes. And my son is now about 25 pounds, and he's about 10 months old. And so now I have a 25-pound weight that I'm carrying while we're doing these things. And so that's a little bit of exercise.
There you go. Excellent. Okay, now you're doing a whole lot of stuff. You're getting plenty of rest and the diet and all that type. How does this overall, how does it benefit your job every day? Because you're a busy guy.
Yeah, well, it's kind of what we just talked about. For me, it's my mental health. It keeps me sane. I need to stay active, and I have a lot of energy at work. And I think when I work out, when I exercise, I have that much more energy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, it's the mental health and just keeping that energy level very, very high. We have a great organization here, great credit union, great staff. We have a lot of folks into wellness, and it's not just a Southern California thing. It's really the culture here at our organization. I should tell you one day, because I talked a little bit about my eating habits, I think exercise and staying active allows you to eat a lot of the things that perhaps you wouldn't normally eat. Yeah. But I'll tell you a story. One day I was running late. I was just, my schedule was jam-packed, and we had these vending machines in our lunchroom. And of course, there's the typical frozen burrito in there that you microwave. And I was running to get one of those. And one of our employees, and it could have been one of hundreds, caught me actually buying this frozen burrito out of the machine, and she stopped me and she said, "You cannot eat that. That I'm not going to let you eat that for lunch." And I said, "Look, I've already paid for it." And she said, "Do not put that in the microwave. I'm going to run to the business next door, which actually has a cafeteria, and you're going to eat a turkey sandwich on wheat." And I said, "I can't have you do that." And then I went off and started chomping away on my frozen burrito in my office. And lo and behold, she shows up with a turkey sandwich on wheat bread with sprouts and the whole bit. And I think that was just for me, that was a great reminder that I need to stay away from those things. And you need people around you that are committed to, you know, health and exercise. Yeah. And we certainly have that here. So it makes it easy for me.
Yeah, that was one of my questions later on, is like, what accountability mechanisms do you have to keep you fit, keep you consistent, keep you on a good diet, keep you well rested, keep you exercising?
Yeah, I think it's the people around you is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. If you're in, you know, a healthy atmosphere where people are committed to it, and certainly my wife is, she surfs, she does all of the same activities that I do.
Oh, awesome.
In fact, she does more than I do. She does these spin classes, which I'm really not into. But so we kind of, I think surrounding yourself with the right people, yeah, that do these sort of things is very important. And then you always need to think about, what's your why? We ask ourselves that here as part of our wellness program. What's your why? And for me, again, it's my energy and my mental health. That's my why. I also have a family history of high cholesterol and heart disease. That's part of my why.
That's
as well.
Too.
And then I have a family, you know, and I wanna be here. I'm an older parent now. I have some older daughters, but I have a new baby. And gosh, I want to be here for him. And you know, I want to be that crusty old man, but healthy. And I can only do that if I stay active and exercise.
A healthy, crusty old man. We like that.
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, were you always this? I mean, were you always surrounded by people who are healthy and fit? Or did it one day something change? Go, you know what? I got to get healthy and stay this way. Or were you always that way? We were talking before the show that some of the pictures on the wall back there, like those are some of the beaches you used to surf and body surf when you were a kid and stuff. Sounds like you were consistently this way.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I came from my family's very athletic, and we were all always into sports. Mm-hmm. Played baseball and basketball and football. You know, the typical sports. But again, in San Diego, we also surfed. I mean, we every day after school, we'd be at the beach surfing before we went home, and that's if we had transportation. But so I've always have kind of been this way. Always have been active. But also, you know, both my parents have passed away of heart disease, and that was an eye-opener for me, certainly. You know, I went and got my cholesterol tested, all those things, and but it's just a great reminder. They were both my parents were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen, and you just gotta, you know, you gotta keep an eye out for it. And I do, by the way, I've mentioned, you know, perhaps that I don't eat quite as well as I should, but I try to. You know, mm-hmm. occasionally I go off the wagon and I'm eating, you know, hamburgers and stuff like that. But you know, there's a salad at every meal, and we're eating a lot of fish, and we have great fresh fish here in San Diego as well. So so those things go hand in hand.
Indeed, indeed. And I'm the same way. I have a history of heart disease and high blood pressure and stuff in my family. And so that's a big motivation for me, as well as my family. I want to be here. I'm the same situation. We have 4-year-old twin girls, and I want to be that healthy, crusty old man for them as well, you know? So that's big time motivation for me as well.
Crusty is a good goal, Mike. That's,
exactly.
You know, I want to be that ornery old guy. So, you know, you can't do that if you die young, certainly.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell me about your credit union's wellness program. I find that very interesting, because it seems like it kind of feeds on itself or it fuels itself, because you have all these people doing really good things for their body, you know, whether it's exercising, diet, getting enough rest, that type of stuff. So there must be a huge accountability built into that program, because then it's kind of infectious. Everybody wants to top each other. Maybe there's a sense of competition.
You nailed it. It's competitive.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. In fact, we've had wellness competitions here. So we started this about 3-4 years ago, and we jumped in feet first and went big right away. Mm-hmm. We partnered with our healthcare provider, and you know, worked with them on doing some like BMI testing and health testing, health screening. Yeah. We've always had health fairs and stuff like that. But we started doing health challenges, and the most recent one, we gave every employee that wanted to participate in this what it's called a pebble, and it measures how many steps you take in a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. And we formed teams, and we had a huge competition across the organization. And gosh, our employees, you wouldn't believe the number of steps that they took or they ran, and just how active they were. And it was very competitive. It was fun competition. We rewarded and recognized those that won, the teams that won, and the individuals. But that's just one thing. We have things like, we have yoga routinely here. Every week there's a yoga class.
Wow.
I've tried that. I'm not so good at the whole yoga thing. We have a stretch class. We do Zumba. Mm-hmm. And we've done square dancing. We've had, some people are into square dancing. So we try and include everybody. Yeah. We had one employee that said, look, I'm a caller in square dance, and I think square dancing is great exercise. I'd like, and so we tried that, and we've done that, and some really enjoy that. We have walk clubs at lunch. So all kinds of we have personal trainers. Mm-hmm. There's a whole group in the parking lot every other day with a personal trainer, and they're going through, you know, various exercises and weight training and that sort of thing. So we're doing a lot of things, and then we work on the food side. We have salad days here, and so everybody's committed to eating a salad for lunch that particular day.
Nice.
And they bring in the makings for a salad, and then the credit union purchases the rest of the stuff. And so it's just a lot of things, because we want to hook everybody in some way.
Yeah.
And so you got to have a lot of variety. I think I didn't mention, we actually had meditation here, because mental health is important. So we brought somebody in, and we did a little bit of meditation. We haven't done so much of that recently, but you know, just again, whatever hooks people. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with Weight Watchers, so I can name 100 other things, Mike. But it's about engaging everybody in the organization, and then the company is most definitely behind it. We financially and we participate.
Well, I mean, that must do wonders for company morale, company productivity, just punctuality, it must be, the benefits just must be off the chart with doing all these things for your employees. That's an awesome thing. Not every company does. I mean, there's a lot out there that do this. I mean, it's a great example for others to go, maybe we should try something like that.
Absolutely. I think the returns are fantastic. Sometimes they're a little tough to measure, but in terms of, you know, wellness and how often people are sick or in this case,
think of that. Yeah.
Not. Yeah. They're at work more often, and they're really engaged. Their energy level increases, you know, substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's those sorts of benefits that we see all the time. But we also see, or the employees see, where the credit union's committed to their health. We really are. We really want them to be healthy, and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. It's not just something that we benefit from, but they benefit personally. And you know, we've done stand-up paddleboarding things on the weekend in the bay, and you know, you'll have 20 employees out there learning stand-up paddleboarding, and they can bring their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's about engaging them. Something that I'm very proud of, we started a smoking cessation program. We had a few smokers here at the credit union, and I'm happy to report that they've stopped and quit. And we paid for that. So it's just all about their health, and it's really the right thing to do.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, you sound like you're going to be the healthiest credit union in San Diego, if not the nation. So well done.
I don't know about that, but we're on our way.
You're on your way. Hey, to wrap up here, Todd, I mean, what advice do you have for others out there who may be stuck in a rut and in this area of being fit and diet and want to get ahead in their career? I mean, what advice do you have for somebody out there who wants to like take that next step in their career, but you know, maybe the fitness thing or may help them get there? What do you say to those folks?
Well, you know, most people in my position and most credit union folks, you know, their schedules are jam packed. They simply don't have the time. So, you know, it's easy for me to say, make the time to do it, but I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is have a plan. Just like anything else in life, if you know what your why is, you know, you have a family history of health issues, or you want to be around for your children, we all have a why. Mm-hmm. So what is our motivation? But then putting together a plan and actually scheduling time for these sorts of things, whether it's in the middle of the day, in the morning, or after work. I'm an after work kind of guy for the most part in terms of exercising. But it's those sort of things. Have a plan and then look for the easy ways to be active. I mean, like taking stairs. Yeah. There's no reason to take an elevator.
Right.
When you can burn off 70 calories by taking, you know, a few flights of stairs, do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's 70 calories that you otherwise wouldn't have burnt. So it's just those sorts of things. And start out small. And if you're like me, you get bored with things pretty quickly. So move on to something new. Try Zumba, try square dancing, try yoga, whatever it is. And if you get bored with it, just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But stay active. That's the key. And have a plan.
Yep. Very cool. Well, great message to end on, Todd. Thank you so much. Some great advice in there. Great takeaways. And stay away from those frozen burritos, will you?
I'll try to, Mike. Like, I think they'll find their way to my mouth occasionally, but not very often.
Well,
so,
as long as it's occasionally. All right, Todd. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time.